The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. In the Gospel, Jesus puts before us two very simple images, what salt and light can do. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. And if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It's good for nothing and can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden, because no one lights a lamp to put under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that when people see your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. There's an inscription on a tombstone someplace in England, and it reads, "Remember a stranger as you pass by. As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you shall be. So prepare to follow me." And somebody wrote under it in a bit of graffiti, "To follow you, I'm quite content, but how do I know which way you went?" And for us as followers of Jesus, we know which way he went. We know which way the trail of light went. And it's up to each one of us to follow that trail. Because as followers of Jesus, we've been given a very special vocation. And you heard it in this morning's gospel, to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, to make a difference. And think for a moment this morning of all the people that made a difference for you. I can think of all the people that set out to make a difference, and maybe others who did it just by living their biblical vocation. I'm thinking of a young man years ago at a prayer group that I ran. We had to go to Knock one night to set out the chairs for a vigil. And when we had done it, this young man, he was coming to the prayer group, not because he was very interested in religion, but he was very interested in a young woman who was attending the prayer group. And when we had done the chairs, we went for a cup of tea, and I could find no sign of him. And the following night at the prayer group, he was... something seemed to have happened to him. And I said to him afterwards, I said, "Pat, you seem to be have a great life in you." "Yeah," he said, "I had a bit of an experience in Knock the other night." And I said, "What happened?" He said, "When you went for the cup of tea," he said, "I just went over to the shrine. And there was an old priest there," he said, "saying Mass. There was only one or two in the chapel. But," he said, "by the way he said Mass, for the first time in my life, I knew there was a God." He said, the way that priest said the Mass, he said, "I just knew in my heart he was talking to somebody beyond him." Now, that priest never set out to impress the young man. In fact, he didn't even know he was there. He was there in the shadows. But I thought it's a classic example of when we do let the light through us, often unknown to us, it does help others. And think of another friend of mine. She worked in a bank, and she was a bit disturbed to hear sometimes the language was very rough, and she began to object, and they laughed at her. And then after a while, if they used bad language, they'd apologize to her. And by the time she left, bad language would be completely eliminated. Again, you see, in a very powerful way, she had let her light shine through them. And think of another friend who worked in South Africa for years, and she had to come back because of family reasons. But she said what she missed most when she came back to Ireland, nobody said thanks. "Not that I wanted it," she said, "but," she said, "there was a great satisfaction working with people. And when she was leaving, they begged her to come back because she'd made such a difference in their lives." Now, she never set out to do that. But she said she was so touched by the fact. She said she felt privileged to be able to bring something into their lives. And the question that I had to ask myself and that I put to you this morning as we read the gospel. If your vocation is to be a light to the world, look at your life last week. How much light and salt did you bring into the world? Because you know, it's not so much just the coming to Mass on Sunday. That's very important. It's what we do between the two Masses that really declares whether or not we truly believe. How did you let the light of Christ that you received here at communion last Sunday, and they used to call baptism the enlightenment, that we were enlightened by Christ, and that light is renewed every time we come here to Mass. How did you let that light shine through you into your world last week? That's the question we all have to ask ourselves.